I'm a hippo.
Broadcast Hippo, digital media. What's up, everybody? Show is powered by cannabis. Look at Demetrius already. Powered by cannabis. Of course, our friends over at Teebs. They are the best. We love Teebs. And Gina is ingesting Teebs at the moment. Are you not?
I already ingested Teebs last night.
It's you?
Yeah. I mean, yes.
Okay.
Apparently, my parents went to Teebs this weekend.
Really?
Did they love it?
Well, I spent my entire life with my father telling me that marijuana was the devil. So the fact that he went confuses me and infuriates me at the same time.
It shouldn't. It shows growth.
Yeah, it's true.
It shows growth.
Growth.
I'm proud of the man. He can grow. He can change. He can admit when he's wrong, but it could still piss me off when he does.
So, did you not smoke weed because your dad told you not to? Because that's the lamest shit I've ever heard.
Oh, no. I did it. I'm just saying.
So then what are you mad about? So what?
I'm sorry, but I spent my entire life with him with him going off the rails on the thing, and then now all of a sudden it's cool.
But he did it anyway.
He didn't actually smoke any of it. Apparently, my stepmother did, and I have yet to get reports on what she is like high.
So it sounds like to me as if like the way like your reaction to it, Chris, is that. Like, now that he's been there, he's broken out his Bob Marley albums and his dreadlock visor. And he's like, oh, don't you know, Chris, everything is Irie. And all I want to do is eat some jerk chicken and drink a little of the juju fruit.
Yeah, it is a completely irrational for me to be upset about it. I recognize this, but
well,
I am.
Recognize it. Well, it's funny because, you know, he's this tough Marine, so I'm sure he's like, rah, 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 rah. And then all of a sudden,
you'll look him right in the face, you call him a Marine, you're going to get punched.
Why?
Because he's a Navy man.
Oh, Navy. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Yes, we are sailors, and Marines like to talk a lot of shit. Like they say, oh, you guys take us to the fighting. And yes, we are Uber. And
Uber of the seas.
Yes. And if you can't figure it out, your check says Department of the Navy. So we just drop you off and pick you up.
It's funny how I know several Marines and just what shit talkers they are. They are such shit talkers. It's crazy.
They have to be. I mean, they go through boot camp being taught that you're bulletproof. You know, uh-huh. I think the best joke I ever heard was a Marine general and an Air Force general and a Navy admiral and an Army general, and they were all walking and talking about how tough their guys were, and they were all like, bullshit, that's bullshit. And so the Army general takes him to this camp, and he grabs a grenade and he throws it, and he goes, soldier, jump on that grenade. And the soldier jumps on the grenade and it explodes and the soldier dies. And then the Marine goes, that's bullshit, let me take you to one of our training facilities. He takes him and he goes, Marine, jump on that bayonet and stab yourself 5 times. And the Marine stabs himself 5 times with the bayonet. And he goes, now that's fucking tough. And then the Air Force guy goes, well, we'll just skip me. And then so the Navy admiral, he goes, you know what? Let me just take you to a Navy shipyard. And he takes him to the Navy shipyard and he looks up at the crow's nest and he sees this sailor and he goes, sailor, jump down from that crow's nest. And the sailor goes, fuck you. He goes, now that's tough. So anyway.
I'm guessing that's a joke that like only Navy guys love. Like,
it's just like a whole fuck you kind of, we don't do what we're told shit. No, I like,
you know, it's funny because, you know, doing this food truck thing, I met a lot of private like lunches for like, businesses, you know, like Amazon or whatever, and you're there, and as these coworkers congregate, they tell, like, if you're at Amazon, they tell Amazon jokes. If you're at Johnson Control, they tell Johnson Control jokes. And it's like, hey, what if Shelly was here and did that thing? And they're all laughing. You're like, I wonder what Shelly does. Like, I have no idea.
And the punchline is like, Shelly on line 13. And you're like, oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Shelly's on line 13. And you have no idea what they're talking about, but you make up your own scenario in your head.
Yeah. Like, I picture like the drunkest, whitest, dirtiest person I could find. And I put them on that line. And then I go, what would they do that would be funny? That's who I
am. Good times. Speaking of, you know, with the food truck and then DJing, you know, I do a lot of event stuff, and it's amazing to me how nowadays people can't RSVP. I mean, these are weddings. It doesn't matter. And I can say this with 100% confidence, 100%, that it is an epidemic in this country that frustrates people that put on parties. Like, there's people that will call me the day before and they're like, I have no idea if 50 people are showing up or 200 people are showing up because no one has RSVP'd. And we have made RSVPing the easiest thing in the world now. All you have to do is send a goddamn text message and people won't even, it doesn't matter if it's a birthday party for your kid. It doesn't matter if it's a wedding. They still aren't RSVPing for weddings. How lazy are we, or how important do we think we are that we literally can't take 5 seconds to just say, yes, I'm coming. No, I'm not coming, and send a goddamn text message. And I'm telling you, this is not a one or two time incident. This is an epidemic in our country that you are.
I don't know what I'm going to be doing 6 months from now. I don't know what I'm going to be doing
yes,
a week
do.
From now.
You can reserve that time and say 6 months from now, I will be at your event. So now
what
you
if
know
something
one
better
thing.
Comes up.
But see, that's
then you don't go.
That's not fair. But that's not what do you mean? The only reason people aren't RSVPing is because they're all waiting for something better to come up. And and if I'm the host, I'm like, fuck you. You're waiting for something better to come up. I've just offered you something. You have nothing planned, but you don't want to RSVP because something better might come up. Fuck you.
Yeah. Are you mad because you missed Chris Brown's call the last time you went to an event and he invited you to the Emmys or something? Is that why you're putting it off? Because he called the day of and you don't want to commit because you missed a Chris Brown call?
It was serious. It's unbelievable. This is a huge issue in this country for people to plan parties. Here's the thing is you have been invited to something that's important in this person's life. They felt that you were important enough in their life that they invited you, and you can't fucking send a text message back saying whether you're going to come or not.
So why not just plan for the people that actually RSVP and turn away the ones that didn't away from the door?
I mean, if it's your wedding, like, I could understand that for some, so you still want people at your wedding. Like, that's unrealistic to say that. Like, yeah, it sounds great, but
I want one person at my wedding, and that's the person who's going to agree to wash my drawers. And that's all I need.
Like, you sexist bastard.
Like that's the one person. Like,
dude,
it would suck to have 200 people
to pop
at your
up in the background. Like, whenever he says some dumb shit like that, I'm waiting for her to just look through the doorway in the background.
Yeah. Wash your own goddamn drawers.
Yeah, first of all, it's not sexist. I just said she agreed to. I didn't say she actually does it. I do my own. I do all the laundry.
Oh,
so
okay.
Like, she just one day said, "Hey, on a sick day, I'll pick it up." You know, when like if you catch a cold, then draws day is my day. So, but just know that you have somebody that you can call in when you're ill. Only when you're ill. Not when you want to do shit that's fun. Only when you're sick.
She's the pinch hitter of drawer washing.
Yes. And it's draws. Say it right. Draws, not drawers. You put draws in drawers.
Okay. Sorry.
They're spelled exactly the same. So that's always fun.
From now on, if you're invited to a party, please just RSVP. It's not that hard. It's really as easy as it's ever been.
My sister sent out invites for her wedding, you know, the classiest way possible on Facebook. And it, you know, everyone, you know, doing the whole we're coming. Up until about an hour before they actually said I do, her husband was still a maybe.
That's because Mike's an ass, though. He did that. He very much did that on purpose.
Yeah. Oh, he still laughs about it to this day.
Do we need to or do we still, if you have like a wedding, I know from other parties it's not the case, but if you have a wedding, do you still mail out invitations? Like, what about the poor mail invitation company? Because now it's just so much easier to just put it on Facebook. Will you come to my wedding?
What will the stationery company ever do?
I know.
I mean, if you're having an actual like wedding, yeah. But if you're, I mean,
yeah. I'm talking about an actual wedding.
Yeah, like, you would still do things the same. Like you still buy invitations and things like that.
It's still the tradition. The tradition is it's the pomp and circumstance. It's that's what girls have written in notebooks, and some boys written in notebooks for since the third grade of how their wedding is going to look, and they paste that shit into a Mead notebook, and then as they get older they pull out notebooks, and your fiance looks at you and is scared because you've committed so much time of your life to this, and he imagines what would happen if you get mad and the vengeance that you would wreak upon him.
You know, I never ever did that, you guys.
Really?
Never.
Mm-hmm. You never planned your dream wedding?
No.
That's crazy.
I don't have a dream wedding. I don't give. I did not plan on having kids. Like, that was not, when I was younger, I couldn't see that in my future. I didn't plan on getting married. I didn't plan on any of that. Like, none of this was in my plans.
Wow. Yeah, see, I thought she was going to try to go down the route that she's never wreaked vengeance on Dubs before, and I was going to be like, I would doubt that.
Yeah,
especially since last time I was there, he walks through the living room. She goes, "You guys know each other." She like points toward him, and he just kind of flinched a little bit already. So I already know there's something going on. <What's the point? laughs>
Dubs is so, I'm so freaking, I did, because I never in a million years thought I'd ever find somebody that matched me, because I'm such a spaz. And so like he's just super laid back. I'm so high strung. So we work. Like that's how that works.
All right, now I have questions. I have Gina. I want to peel back this onion that we call Gina, and okay. I want to see the other layers that were gonna make me want to weep. Now, yes. So you've never, like, when you talk about, like, you never saw kids in your future, you never saw like being with somebody in your future. Did you at one point ever, like, what did your future look like? Or did you even think about that when you were a kid? Did you just go through life and just like kind of shit happened to you? Or was there like a goal you were working towards? And then one day you were like, oh shit, I missed my period. There goes college. Like,
no. So I had an aunt who was single and no kids, and she lived the best fucking life. I mean, she did everything she wanted to do all the time. And I knew that was the life that I wanted. I mean, I want to be her when I grow up. She did whatever she wanted, anytime she wanted. I never heard her complain. So I wanted to be her.
Yeah, she was crying in her apartment all by herself. Over,
no, she didn't. She, you guys, she loved it. Like, genuinely loved it.
Hearing Gina's description and Demetrius's question there just made me realize that Gina is the exact reason why pregnancy tests are impulse items at some grocery stores.
No, that's not exactly the case. So then I never dated guys with kids. That was like a rule that I had. I didn't date because I didn't want kids. So why would I date a guy with kids? There's no point. So I didn't.
He can
date
only
guys
do
with
whatever
kids.
He wants every other weekend.
But, and honestly, I didn't. I had a couple relationships, and then that were just not. I don't know. I didn't really see a long-term future for any of them, except for maybe just like hanging out with someone cool, like a BFF kind of deal. And then, I don't know. And then Dubs just kind of happened. Like, he broke all the rules, and then we ended up together. And then before I knew it was like 2 years later. And that now I'm like, well, and he had a kid, so he already, and she was with us for a lot of the time. So now I'm like, okay, this isn't the worst thing in the world. And then it just kind of went from there.
There was a, time where I was talking to someone the other day. She's 23 years old, so she's young. Doesn't have any kids, still going to school to like start her career or whatever. She got with this guy like a month and a half ago, maybe 2 months ago. I'll give him 2 months. They've been together 2 months. They're now living together, and this dude's got three kids. And she's 23, like three kids. She had zero, nothing. She had no kids. Now she's got three kids that live with her full time.
No, this is awesome. This is like what Amazon does with like clothes. Like, what? You know, you get the, if you like it, you can wear it for a week. And then if it fits, then you, if it doesn't fit, you can send it back. She's getting a rehearsal family. And that, I mean, honestly, I think everybody should have that in like their 20s. You should get a rehearsal family and see how it fits. Like, see if you like that shit. See if you like waking up every morning afraid that one of the kids have drowned in the tub because they weren't smart enough to pull their fucking face out of it. Now, like, so, and then, like, you just, so you get to do those things.
Did you have a hard morning, Demetrius?
And then you go, then you get to look at that guy or girl and go, hey, this isn't really for me, and send it back to the Amazon family warehouse and move the fuck on.
With Dubs, I was like, I don't even know, like the first 2 years we were together just is like a blur. And then I think at that point, I'm like, well, I already invested a whole lot of time in you. And so now you're not going. He tried to break up with me one time. I think I told you guys that before.
He tried.
Oh, no, I legitimately told him, like, you don't get to make that decision. Because what he said was, he said, hold on, Demetrius. I went a little sideways.
I didn't realize that was an option. Like, I would like to bring him with you. No, that's not happening.
Colleen's done that.
So what he said to me was, I don't think that I am the right guy for you. And I think that you are, you're too good for me. Like, I am not. Like, I'm not going to do right by you. That's what he said. I'm not going to do right by you. I'm not. And I said, you don't get to make that decision for me. I make that decision of who is right for me and who is not. Because he didn't say I wasn't right for him. He said he didn't think he was right for me. And he felt bad.
It's me.
Right.
That is what every guy has said to save a woman's feelings.
My answer for that, Demetrius, is you don't get to make decisions for me.
So I'm going to tell you right now, you ain't going anywhere.
I know.
If he wanted to break up with me for his own reasons, if he wanted to because of how he felt, then he could have left. Don't make the decision for me. But he broke up with you.
It's not like I chained him in my basement, you guys.
Hold on. He did, though. But there are some guys like Dubs that are non-confrontational, and that's the way they do it.
This is how we do it.
You battered the poor man into a relationship.
I didn't chain him in the basement. I just said to him, that's not fair. You're making a decision for me. And you shouldn't do, you know, that this is, if you're in trouble, blink twice.
Real quick. Let a man do some shit like that. Let a man go, oh no, you don't get to make that decision.
You're not breaking up with me.
He's on 60 fucking minutes.
No.
He's doing an expose on his life. Girls get to go like this. Oh, look at you fighting for your man. Shut up.
I did not tell him that he couldn't break up with me. I told him his reason was bullshit, and he had to come up. If he wanted to break up with me, he would have had to come up with another reason.
Were you holding a knife while you said this?
No. Hold on. But a man would be like, you can't break up with me. I'm not gonna let you.
That's not let how it went down, though.
Let a girl go like this. Also, I just want you to know, it's not working out between us, and it's not you. You're a wonderful man. You're a wonderful man. It's me. I just don't feel like we're in a spot. And what did you say?
You don't get to make that decision.
Yeah, you don't get to make that. It sounds great, but you don't get to make that decision. Sorry.
But I'm just telling you, it's not you. You're a great guy. I'm just saying that I'm not emotionally in a spot to really commit to you, both emotionally and physically.
See, that would have been a reason. I am not emotionally ready.
I don't get to leave. Hold on, let me text my mother real quick. This shit is going sideways. He's threatened to kill me.
Well, Gina here took advantage of Dub's passivity. He's so mellow and so passive that she just kind of took advantage of that.
He's like, okay.
And now it's 10 years later and he doesn't know how to get out.
18 years later.
You know they used to train elephants like that. They would chain an elephant to a post.
Hey, come here.
They would chain that elephant to a post, and that post,
we can trust the hostage.
And then that elephant
tell him right now.
and every time that elephant would try to escape, he was stopped by the chain. And then so eventually they just stopped using a chain and tied a rope around its leg. And the elephant still thought it was a chain, still thought it was a chain, didn't know that at any time it could just escape if it wanted to, because it was mentally crippled and assumed it had a chain on its leg. You are the chain on Dub's leg.
You know what I'm going to tell him how this conversation went? I'm going to say, Demetrius said you were mentally crippled.
that you had mentally crippled him.
Yes.
You had mentally cobbled him like misery. Like, that is what you have done to his brain. Clink, it's, clink.
It's funny now that you say that, Demetrius. It's the same way the invisible fence works. Like, we have an invisible fence for a mom got one for his dog. And now he doesn't have to wear the collar. He knows where he can't go.
I've never seen Dubs outside their apartment. Come to think of it.
Every time I drive by a strip club, I go.
Can't do it anymore.
No.
We've been invisible fenced.
I don't even have a collar anymore. And
I know.
Like, I automatically piss myself when, like, any strange woman talks to me. I'm like, stop.
Check it out. So there's this girl that works with me, and her and her boyfriend were fighting last Saturday all day long because he was going to go watch the McGregor fight, but he was going to go watch it at the strip club.
That's the premium place to watch UFC.
It was a legitimate place to go watch the fight.
if you're gonna immerse yourself in masculinity, I mean, Jesus, I guess. Like, what else are you gonna do? You're gonna rub motor oil on your penis? Like, is that like? Are you gonna try to do as much man shit as you possibly can in one spot? Like, I'm gonna go watch the McGregor fight at a strip club, punch a bear in the fucking face, and then I'm gonna show people what a man is really made of. Like, Jesus.
And change this oil real quick.
Here's the crazy thing: is that neither one of them, even like a sports bar, didn't even enter their mind. Because then I'm like, why can't he go to it? Because she's fuming all day long. I'm like, why can't he go to the sports bar? She calls, why don't you just go to the sports bar? And he gave some man excuse of why he can't.
Shut your Jiminy Cricket ass up. How about that? Let this shit play out. Why do you got to be whispering better ideas in her ear? Because now all of a sudden he's got options. And because frankly, this is what keeps, she's got a good man. She's got a good, he's honest as fuck. He's so honest. He didn't go, hey, babe, I'm going to a friend's house to watch the fight. He was like, honey, I'm going to go to a strip club. I'm going to eat some bad wings. I'm going to watch this fight. Maybe a girl with a couple of bullet wounds in her ass is going to ask me for a private dance. So, now.
But here's the thing. I get what you're saying, but here's the problem is I had to deal with her all day long. So I had to come up with an. I'm sorry, I couldn't cover for him. I had to come up
you
with
just
an alternate.
Drive her deeper into her crazy. That is all you have done. Is now she's like, why don't I have a man who didn't think about going to a sports bar? Why do I have a man that wants to watch a fight at a strip club that's not in a parking lot that he's going to be on Channel 11 News for talking about to somebody named Vicker? So it's just, it's crazy. Like, let her, let the boy be, how old is he?
He's 20, 20, 22, 22 probably, 23.
22 is the new 12. Like, we all know that. Like,
no. Just, not you. Like, 22's been the 12 for the boys in a, for look, a long time.
It's just, I know people like to say you're a 22-year-old man, and but you're not. You don't know enough shit to like, call it, like, legally, yes. But you are not a man at 22. Well, unless you have served your country, unless, like, you've done some shit in your life. But if you're just going through college and you are not a man, you have not done enough shit.
Well, that's why
you are going
to
make a ton of mistakes.
mentally and emotionally, men never leave the teens. It doesn't matter how old they are. Teens is as far as they develop. they don't get past that. Even if they're 40 or 50, they don't get past the teens mentally. They handicap themselves at the
52.
No, I'm saying they don't get out of the teens, no. No matter how old they are. It doesn't matter.
Goddamn, you know, your conscience is loud.
You know,
did you guys hear that?
I just looked it up. In the next McGregor fight is on the 26th, which is a Monday, and that is not the strip club's A game.
What? But that fight's not going to happen unless it's a year out. He busted his ankle.
Yeah, he broke his ankle pretty bad.
Yeah, it was awful. But, we were watching. It was terrible.
So, well, what do you expect when you watch men like pound each other?
Well,
like,
I don't.
Somebody's gonna get broken.
So Dubs likes like fighting in MMA, and I can't stand McGregor. I just think he's such an asshole. And right. So he was sitting down to watch, and I'm like, well, I'll watch because I want to see him get his ass whooped. And a boy, whoo. I got what I wanted to see.
Now I just want to see him hopping around a ring trying to fight somebody like a kangaroo.
Yeah, he's literally the one, like, out of all, like, I can spot, I feel I'm pretty good at spotting, like, people that you don't want to mess with in bars. Like, I could pick a guy who looks like him out of a crowd and be like, no, he's here because he wants to fight somebody.
Yeah.
Like, I can always pick those little mousy guys who are just like looking for some reason to punch you in the knee.
They never smile. Everyone else is smiling and they're just standing there smiling. They're always looking around. Mm-hmm. They're always waiting to get mad. They're waiting for something to get mad about.
You're like, what? Are you afraid somebody's going to throw you in a pillowcase and walk out of here with you?
I don't think he's little, though.
He's a little guy.
Yeah. He's like...
So I want to warn you guys. You ever use steel wool to clean pans?
Who would do that? That would ruin your pan. Like
in the 50s, when I was singing old Negro spirituals. Yes, I used steel wool to clean a pan. It was the only thing that got me through the day.
No, like
swing
Scott-
low, sweet chariot.
So
sometimes I wonder if I'm allowed to laugh at what Dimitri says.
No, those steel balls, those balls of whatever.
Balls of steel?
We're aware of what you're talking about.
You should see the sheep those things come off of.
Those aren't, you're not, no, you should not ever wash dishes with those.
Wait, why not? What are you talking? That's their main, what you buy them
for? It ruins them.
He's standing there with his T-Fall nonstick pan going, no, then why is it not sticking anymore?
No, I use it for restaurant stuff. So you don't have nonstick.
Yeah, if you had like stainless steel, most people don't have that at home.
Oh, okay. I'd assumed that they did, but because they sell them at Walmart. I mean, there's a whole aisle.
Some people have them. I used to have one. You know, it was always good to have it to like get out like really burnt stuff.
Right. Yeah. Even on your steel pans,
everything's Cajun.
If you use it on your steel pans at home too, it will wear them out faster until the metal is like, you know, thin. Like, you don't want to do that. It'll thin your pan out. So you still don't want to use steel wool on even stainless steel pans.
I had a friend who called his penis steel wool.
You wear it out?
Because he was wearing it out. That was crazy.
No, but here is the anyway. I hurt. Look at my finger.
How do you go on? That's what you get. What did you? Why are you steel wooling your hand?
Wait. Which one of those is the boo boo? The bump or the scratch?
The scratch. Like it's sliced like a piece of the steel wool. One of the strands got stuck in the pan handle. So I went to yank it out. And it didn't yank out, and it sliced the shit out of my hand. Like half of my
finger. You got to wear a glove when you're using steel wool. You just can't.
Steel will do that to you.
Yeah, you know the rubber gloves that they also used in the 50s with that they used those with the steel in conjunction with the steel wool.
Yeah, it was. They would put the gloves on, and it was right after they got done doing their laundry by the river. And then they would hang it on
the washing board.
On the washing board, you'd see Widow Johnson out there just scrubbing scrubbing the drawers out of somebody's drawers. It was crazy because she was a widow. And then she'd hang them on the line. It was, and then go in and use the steel wool on the babies.
That she would be washing Widow Johnson and would be washing her three children's drawers.
Yes.
So, we don't know.
Each one of them a different color. It was very weird.
Although it was weird because one pair was really big and Widow Johnson may have been doing a little something on the side.
Life hack. You guys ready? When you have stuff on your pan, don't use steel wool. Put water and dish soap in the pan, put it on the stove, and let it boil for a little bit. And then you use a little scraper thingy, the little plastic scraper thingy. Stuff scrapes right out of there. You don't need steel wool. All
right. Why do they sell it then?
Because somebody somewhere is stupid enough to use steel wool.
It's the Illuminati. They didn't want Gina will be dead tomorrow. After she shared that little information, the steel wool industry is coming after her.
Andrew?
You got battered hand syndrome. It cut you, right?
I know.
It cut you. It injured you, and you're still going to go out and buy more steel wool.
Yeah. Well, steel wool is like the Long John Silvers of pan cleaners. It's like people are no one. I didn't know that no one was still using it. It was just always stocked in the store. Someone's buying it.
Does anybody know the name of the family that has made its fortune off of the steel wool industry?
Scotch-Brite. I don't know.
No, exactly. That's how fucking rich they are. They have kept their name out of society forever. Like, no one knows.
Wow.
Yeah, it says this is what steel wool is commonly used by woodworkers, metal craftsmen, and jewelers to clean and smooth working surfaces to give them shine. Nowhere in this does it say anything about doing dishes with it.
I think you're looking at the wrong. No, the puff balls. I'm talking about the puff balls.
I'm aware of what you're talking about. It's still steel wool. It's just in a different form, Andrew. If it's a puff ball or a flat thing.
They have it with the cleaning supplies. There's sponges.
I'm aware. Some dumbass decided to use it on pans instead of on cars, and now you're like, you know what? Me too.
Oh my gosh. All right. This Porsche done a pretty good job marketing.
I have found somebody. I have found a place that says to use steel wool on pans, but only for stubborn cooked on stains on steel cookware.
When you're cooking cheese, when you're cooking queso cheese,
the steel wool industry just took Tefal out.
That fast.
Damn, that was quick.
Yeah, you got Andrew. Just to put water in the pan, a little bit of dish soap, and then boil it, and it should come out fine. Especially if it's the queso, it'll peel right off the bottom of that pan.
All right. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Teebs of Adrian. Teebs is where you get all your edibles. It's where you get your CBD. It's where you get your TLC. It's where you get your MSG. It's where you get your AKG. It's where you get it all. Teebs of Adrian.
What the fuck is an AKG?
It's a new Russian
rapid
assault
fire
rifle.
Heart monitor? What the
it
fuck?
Is, it's the AKG. And... the... Brap up.
Just get it all over it. Teams of Adrian. They are the best. And you might as well go full weed. And they can go full weed there. You can't go full weed in Ohio yet. So Teams of Adrian is a place to go. And this Porsche show is also secretly brought to you by the Illuminati Steel Wool Corporation. Yep. Well, where you been, Josh? The show's fucking 40 minutes over. Get the fuck out of here, dude.
I know, right? You show up in the mornings, Josh. Wait, you're part of the show, too.
I know.
Are we really trying to get rid of our one fan? Like, this is the dude that listens.
I told you I was in Cedar Point. There were several people that came up to me and said they listened.
Yeah, I had the same experience at the prison.
You know what, my
from behind, Christopher, where they were like, "We listen to you too."
No, it's when I did the show up there and I got booed off stage twice because that was fun. And but afterward, you know, I thought they were gonna like march the prisoners out single file. You know, but no, we had a meet and greet and just mingled in with the prisoners. And they all
hold on, Chris. So let me ask you a question. So when you found out that you had to touch them and mingle with them on a 1 to 10, how scared did you get?
Oh, I was nervous the entire time. Like I walked in the room because like I thought that it was like I thought it was going to be at least like Roadhouse, where there was a barrier, like a fence or something between me and the prisoners. And I walk in and it's just like a high school gymnasium where they brought in folding chairs and everything. And one of the prisoners acted like when they were booing me off the stage the first time. Acted like he was going to throw his chair at me. Like he started getting up and grabbed his chair like he was about to like wing it at me. And
but then he realized he just got his television back, and that would definitely,
definitely.
Yeah. Lose it again. Yeah. It was a reward for like good behavior prisoners, I guess, doing the show. And,
but how should like I was in prison. We had
in jail. You were in county.
In the 5 months I was there, I think we had two or three people like come in that were like it was like assembly day, you know, or whatever. So two or three in five. So about once every month, you were so bad at what you were doing that they tried to boo you, even though they were starving for live entertainment and starving for connection from the outside.
How about this? How about the fact that they were willing to just fuck their streak of good behavior? They were just like, they were the good ones, and they were like, "This cat is driving me to solitary. This is what I feel like doing right now." Attica.
And they did the second, so they booed me off the first time, and then I just had to like stay there because it's a prison and it's controlled entry and exit. So I had to like stay for the rest of the show instead of like slinking away with my tail tucked between my legs like I wanted to. And so then it gets toward the end of the show, and the MC's like, and the MC then gets the crowd all hyped up, and then he's like, "You guys want to give the white guy a chance again?" And they all cheer. They all cheer, and they're like, "Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it."
They didn't want to go back to their cell.
Well, they do it, but they literally only brought me up a second time to boo me off stage a second time. That was their entire goal.
And let me just tell you, and this is why they're in prison, because they make bad decisions. They should have just said no and let it go. But they were like, "Fuck it. Yeah, let's do it." That's what got you here, buddy. That answer right there. Let's do it.
But then like afterward, when we were mingling amongst the prisoners and I was surrounded, they were telling me that they recognized me from doing stuff with Andrew Z. They recognized me from doing it because they listened to a show in prison, because, again, they make bad decisions. And so they recognized me from Andrew Z, and they were like, "You're funny. You're a funny guy. We like you. You're just not this crowd
prison
funny."
Funny.
Like, I was getting, funny. I was Which getting is... critiqued by, by prisoners.
There was
a heart, and I never did a prison again.
There was a point where Colleen had the food truck yesterday. It's got Demetrius and Mai's picture on the side, and she's driving around in the food truck.
Okay,
and they're like Anderson, Demetrius, what's that? So like I was telling, she's in the hood, like over on like on Summit Street. I don't know if that's the hood.
Gina, can you pull up a picture of the truck with their picture on it? Do you have that handy? Because
it's awesome. That is an awesome.
I feel like everyone needs to see this.
You know what? You critique because your face isn't on a truck. So it's awesome. How about that?
It's awesome to you because you look like cool Shaft. To me, I have cheek cancer on the fucking thing. You look cool on it. I don't know what happened to me.
I'm working on that.
It looks awesome. It is an awesome, awesome thing. And it doesn't matter like how well it's done or what it like, that's where we are. We are on the side of a truck. Do you know that?
The guy that did it is an incredible artist. Yes. I mean, absolutely incredible. But his people are sometimes not great.
And he admits that. He says that. Yeah. People
aren't his strong suit, but he's an amazing artist. Yes. So, like, when I show you this, I say that because I don't want anyone to take it away like this guy's a shitty artist, because he is definitely not.
It does not. It looks. Wait, look at that.
We're only seeing the top of Demetrius's head. There we go.
Demetrius looks cool as fuck. Look at my right cheek cancer.
Where did Andrew's chin go?
I know.
It's camouflage.
He has to make some distinction between where your face ends and your neck starts. Like that is obviously, that tells you that you're just not, like, if he wouldn't have put that there, you'd look like a thumb. Like, that's not cool.
You know what that cheek thing is, Andrew? He got that cheek thing is, he got most of the way done doing your face, and then he remembered you were supposed to be fat, so he tried to give it a little bit fuller. on the cheek. Like, seriously, scroll down. Where did all of his weight go? Like, he looks like he lost 100 pounds.
His specific instructions were, make me look skinny and Demetrius look fat. He literally said that to the dude.
No,
like, in a group chat with Demetrius in it was like, make Demetrius look fat and me look skinny.
Except Demetrius looks awesome. He looks like he could be in a cartoon. Like he put a lot more detail into Demetrius, and then he just kind of had a whole lot of pocket for Andrew.
He had to use three colors: black, brown, and blue. Stop.
Demetrius does have super tiny hands, but look at what are you? Wait, hold on. I just noticed this. Look at Andrew's. What is this? His thumb? What is going on there?
He's got webbed hands. Nobody knows this about him, but he's the world's fastest swimmer.
It looks like he's holding
swimmer.
A dick, Demetrius. Stop like, it. It looks like he's holding a penis.
Like his hair, he's got like a tiny four-finger hand and then like this weird deformed
fifth whatever it is.
Look, anybody else who has their picture on the side of a food truck, I will take their critiques. But until
also, why
I
is
see
your,
you
why is your
on
why
the
is
side
your pointer
of a
finger
truck,
longer than the rest
I,
of your fingers?
I would
Demetrius.
Suggest why? Why? Because I point out ridiculous shit like you two. That's why. So that is why I have a long
Wait
index
a
finger so I can go
Demetrius has six fingers. Demetrius has six fingers on his hand.
Yeah, if you know why. Yes. The extra one is for shit talkers. Stop it.
So anyway, my point was that I told Colleen, I said look at, there's nobody bigger. Like, we have street cred and business owner cred. What other people in this town, what other celebrities in this town have that? So we do have that. That was my point. Yeah. Anyway,
ain't nobody as popular on Cherry Street.
Speaking of Demetrius, if you guys need to get an insurance quote, Demetrius is now works with Limu. Emu is his boss, and Doug is his immediate supervisor.
Is that a person?
Is that real? His real name is Limu Emu.
Yes,
Limu Emu and Doug.
They don't even know what I'm talking about.
No, is that a real commercial too? I don't watch TV, so
no, we totally made that up. So, like, We also want you to know that we made up the fast food store Wendy's, McDonald's, and Burger King. Nobody, there is none of those that exist.
What? You don't know Limu, Emu, and Doug? Wow.
Are you guys fucking with me right now? Because I feel like I'm being punked.
Really?
No, it's actually a thing.
Yeah, it's a thing. So Demetrius now works with Liberty Mutual Insurance. So if you guys need this insurance quote, it'll be the funniest insurance quote you've ever gotten. Yeah. Even if you don't need insurance, just get a quote because it helps the numbers.
What kind of insurance do you sell, Demetrius?
I do it all: business, life, auto, home. And you know what? You may not be a perfect fit here, but I will find you a perfect fit somewhere else.
And there's his bosses right there. That's Limu Emu.
Oh, like I've seen the commercial of the emu like looking in the window and stuff. Okay. I didn't know that emu had a name or what. I had no idea.
It's got a jingle.
Yeah.
Limu Emu and Doug.
It has a like, very Starsky and Hutch kind of feel to it.
It does. Okay. It does.
I was unaware. I'm so sorry, Demetrius. I will do better research in the future.
It's okay.
I got to be honest. I didn't know until I Googled it. I thought that that was some dude's name. Like somebody named their child Limu Emu. And I'm just like.
I was like, what country are they from?
You guys are having some very white people moments right now.
I will own it, Demetrius. I am white and I apologize.
Literally thought like you were like Limu Emu. That sounds like something like, you know, that girl from Goop would name one of her kids.
I don't even know what that is. I feel
when it's Paltrow.
All right, real quick. Cardi Finkbeiner is going to run for mayor again.
Stop.
And there is no bigger fan of Cardi Finkbeiner.
I do love Cardi, but not.
Love Cardi.
Go away. Go to take a nap, Cardi.
Oh,
Go eat supper at 3 and take a nap.
Isn't Joe Biden 82? Why can't Cardi be 82 and run? Why? But Joe Biden's 82, right?
Joe Biden needs to sit the fuck down too.
Cardi's already the apple.
Let me ask you, Chris Tiefel, I want to ask you a question, because I think you would know the answer. What happens to Wade? Is Wade a term limited out, or is he going to run against Wade?
Wade is not term limited out right now, because I believe this is still his first term, but you can only have two consecutive terms, but then you can wait a while and run again like Cardi's done.
But I'm saying, so if Wade's running again, then Cardi's running against Wade.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Which is weird because I've talked to, you know, Wade and I have had several conversations, and he and Cardi talk rather frequently. Like, Cardi gives him advice and
it's not like they're fighting it out or duking it out, Andrew. They're politicians. Like, they can be cool.
From the same party.
Be friends. And,
but they're from the same party, and if Wade runs again, usually you're like, okay, well, that's our representative. You don't run against
him. But it's not a hard and fast rule. Anybody can challenge the incumbent.
Plus, Cardi,
terms. It's just
listen, this isn't the first bad idea Cardi's had. Let's just be real. He's a great guy. He loves Toledo, but this is not the first bad idea he's had.
Why? If you're bringing up the one that everyone brings up, and he wants to put deaf people at the airport, once you get past the woke outrage, it's not really that bad an idea. I mean, if you're
Andrew,
deaf,
stop talking.
If you can't hear the planes and trains, then that's where there's nothing wrong with that. It actually wasn't a bad idea.
But what if I'm deaf and I don't want to live by the airport because it's a shitty area?
To be fair, he did not say that he was going to force deaf people to move by the airport.
Right. But that's what I'm saying.
It's still a stupid idea. And
he was spitballing. Didn't say you have to.
I mean, and then there was the kid in the park. I think he called him fat and like kind of went at him crazy. Like,
what's really funny though? Can I just say the only people who were outraged by that were the hearing people. Like, none of the deaf people heard what he said. So,
hold on, I got one for each of you.
You with hearing are the ones who were like, they should be offended.
Yeah, exactly. I know. Stop being the woke police here, people.
That whole comment right there is how I knew who Cardi Finkbeiner was before I ever moved to Toledo, because he's a Trivial Pursuit question.
Right.
Because of that comment. And I used to play that all the time. That's how I knew who he was. He's 80. He's 82. Uh-huh. He left the city in like a $48 million deficit the last time. And then he also promised the last time that he ran that it would be his absolute last time running for mayor. Yeah,
but here's the thing. But Tiefel, your dad also said he would never smoke weed and told you not to. Now
what? My dad never said he wouldn't smoke weed. He said I shouldn't smoke weed and that it was evil. He technically never he never personalized it to himself.
Now you sound like a politician. All right. Anyway, so Cardi's thinking about running again, and I'm a Wade fan. So, and I think Wade's done a good job leading us through the pandemic, and at least being sane and not saying that the vaccines don't work and all that crazy bullshit. So I'm a Wade guy,
Cardi's gotten sensitive in his old age, though. On his Cardi loves you page or his politics page there, whatever his slogan is right now.
Cardi cares for us or something.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah. So on his politics page, so he posted the Blade story about him considering running again. And then he asked the question, why should I run again? Why do you think I should run again? So I commented everything that I've said here. I said, because you're 82 years old, you left us in a $48 million deficit, and you also promised the last time that last time was going to be your absolute last time. Did you think we would forget that you said that? And then he promptly deleted the comment. After I realized he deleted it, I put it back up with the question of why he deleted it the first time. He immediately deleted it and then blocked me from being able to comment and or message his political page.
Holy fuck, what? You act like an ex-girlfriend. What did he do? Did he not pick you up one day? Did he forget an anniversary?
I'm sorry,
and now Cardi's never going to be the same?
I hold politicians to their word. Say this is the last time that I'm going to run for mayor, then it better be the last time that you run for mayor.
Why do you put yourself out there? You know that you live in an apartment building. Only taxes are going to go up when Cardi wins as your taxes. How did that happen?
Like now you are the guy that he's distributed photos of to his security team. Like now they're like Tiefel's here.
I'm a chameleon. I look completely different today than I did just like 3 days ago.
No,
I look 100% different.
Different. Wait, I've got to find. I'm gonna go get Tiefel's picture. We're gonna do a comparison real quick.
Tiefel. Here. I got it right here.
Okay,
I got it right here.
Put it up. Put up your pre-picture. We're gonna see how different you look.
Yeah, it could be.
His beard's shorter.
I'm motherfucking handsome now.
Let me see. Really? Hold on. He's chameleon different. Let's see.
Look at that. 100% different.
And that's the picture they'll use on the news.
Yes,
that's a Unabomber. Right.
The only
there.
Difference is it just looks like you combed your hair back. Which I mean, that's the only difference. Like if you combed your hair back in this picture, you don't look. I would say you look 4% different. I'd go with 100.
The difference is in the before picture, my hair doesn't comb back. It just keeps doing what it's doing in the picture.
You look different. You look different. Like Superman looks different when he puts the glasses on.
That's
it fooled Lois.
You look like you've been in the woods writing folk music for 3 months. Like that is crazy.
That's 10 months of growth right there. Months of no haircut or a trim.
That is, well, Chris, I want to break the news to you real bad. I don't think anybody's ever told you this, but you look exactly the same.
I look completely different. What are you talking about? I am handsome now.
Honestly.
You're
like Prince Adam with the tan. That's who you are.
Right. I left that barbershop, and I have all sorts of confidence.
All right, Teebs of Adrian is our sponsor. Also, want to tell you about Hot Rods Auto Detailing. You need your car detailed. Hot Rods is the best place. This dude, he cares. Like, your car is not just a number to him. Your car is important. It's his car. This dude takes super care of it and pride in his work. So Hot Rods Auto Detailing, get your car done. If you need a detail, now is the time to do it. And Hot Rods is where you get it at. Hot Rods Auto Detailing. Make sure you do the one here in the Toledo area. Cause I searched on Facebook. And I was looking for a hot rod the other day and it gave me one in, I don't know, some other state. So make sure you get the local one. I tagged the wrong one in a post, I think. So Hot Rods Auto Detailing right here in Toledo. Make sure you they come to you, by the way. Rod will come to you wherever.
If you're looking for it, it is at Hot Rods Auto Detail. That's the name of the thing. Or that's the handle, is at Hot Rods Auto Detail.
Josh Mosier just threw up a nerdy superhero reference that I don't understand. But Chris, did you leave the barbershop like Spider-Man did when he got the Venom symbiote in Spider-Man 3?
It's symbiote.
And yes, I did, Josh.
I don't know.
That is
Demetrius.
Josh was on fire and I was missing all of his comments.
I know you were. All right. And by the way, I guess I had a Brenda and
I think tiny fingers.
Brenda Ladd and Chris. Brenda, by the way, Chris is laughing at we're talking about the side of the food truck, Captain Megathumb and his sidekick, Tiny Fingers.
He's a six fingered sidekick.
Once again, all I'm saying, if your picture isn't on the side of a truck, shut up. Just watch it drive by and be envious.
All right, let's get into WTF news with Ebenezer Bushrod. Go ahead, Ebenezer.
I have time for three.
I have time for four. So about
good. You can tell the fourth one to yourself.
Yeah.
Hey, we have time for four because last time you guys said we didn't have time for four. Andrew kept the show going for 15 more minutes.
Now we have time for two.
So around 9 a.m. in Worcester, Mass. Yesterday, Joanna Gardell, 38 years old, decided to steal a truck. The owner of the truck witnessed her taking it, called the police and said, "Hey, this lady's taking my truck. I got GPS on it. I know right where it is." So officers were on their way to pull her over and figure out what the hell she was up to when they were stopped by another passerby who said that she had hit them with her truck. And so they logged that and they kept going after her. They got behind her, turned on their lights and followed her for a bit. She refusing to stop. She ran red lights. She went into oncoming traffic, hit another car. So it's the chase had become a little too dangerous, and officers backed off on the chase. But they were able to catch up to her a little while later after she had already led police on a chase, hit two other vehicles, and stolen the one that she was in already. She decided it was time to stop at McDonald's. So she tries going through the drive-thru, and that's when officers decide to swoop in, and they come in with two of their cruisers, boom, right in front of her. Mm-hmm. And they get her, and she decides that she's going to run again, and she floors it, gets between the two cop cars, and then ends up crashing the truck into a mulch pile on the McDonald's property, at which point her time of running was over.
Mm.
Thank fucking Jesus.
And then I
love the way he recapped the news story, then he recapped his recap, and then she crashed into a pile of mulch. Okay, go ahead.
It was a very anticlimactic ending after all that.
Yeah, I just thought it was funny that she decided to go through the drive-thru.
Yeah, that was while really in a police stupid, chase. For sure. Yes.
So.
Yes.
Maybe you need to approach these as like, what will these guys think is funny?
Well, the problem is she called time out and the police didn't honor it, which was rude.
It was rude. Yeah. How rude.
Time out.
Yeah. Time to get a snack. God.
Because yeah. You know there's like two cars behind her in that same McDonald's drive-thru that is shitting themselves because they got weed in the car and they were just like, and they watched them just like let this lady order and get through. And because the only thing I was thinking of is what color was this lady? That's the only thing I was thinking, because there's no way we would have been able to order anything through a drive-thru if running from the cops.
Hey, you know, I kind of sympathize with her. McDonald's stops breakfast at 10:30. You got to get in line before then.
Right.
So, all right. So, coke dealers.
No, two of three. Go. By the way, why would you have four set up when we had this conversation last show?
Because last show you still kept the show going for 15 minutes because you lied to me. It's always been four. You can't just arbitrarily change things.
Yeah, Cardi. But anyway,
that's exactly what can happen. Is you can.
So anyway, you can go. Coke dealers in Great Britain have found a new way to market their product, because apparently there actually is marketing.
What, word of mouth isn't enough for people on coke? Like, goddamn, I love cocaine. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. Makes me feel like I get so much accomplished.
According to drug policy expert Neil Woods, he's seen flyers advertising the new type of environmentally friendly, locally sourced, ethical cocaine. So if
no animals were killed in the process of making this cocaine. It's a plant derivative.
It is it is their new way of calling it. There, it's been dubbed woke coke. And it can go for as much as $435 US a gram.
So the marketing nerd in me is loving this story right now. This is amazing.
Isn't woke coke kind of redundant?
how about woke for 3 days straight? Quote.
Go, yeah. Woke.
It's a new. Woke. Like, that's coke, what it's coke. Called now. It's not. It's not coke. It's quoke.
Their users are willing to pay through the nose. There is a high demand.
Fucking lame.
At posh dinner parties across the UK, apparently, for this new woke coke.
It's called quoke. On there. Get it right. It's quoke.
Okay. Sorry. Woods are the drug policy expert Neil Woods argued that there is no way to produce environmentally friendly or ethically sourced cocaine, and it was another way to fuel obscene amounts of drug profit for the drug trade in the UK.
I don't understand I'm assuming when something's marketed that way, it's because it's animal friendly. There's no animals involved in the making of cocaine.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Sure there are.
Drug mules. I know. Yeah. I knew you were going to say that. As soon as you sat up, I knew it was coming.
All right. So that is crazy. All right. So if you ever wanted to go on a trip to Lebanon,
is this three of three?
Said no one ever.
Yeah. So if you ever want to go on a little trip to Lebanon.
I would go to Lebanon. Now, I love Lebanese food.
Yep, now is the time to go, because right now they're experiencing one of the worst economic depressions in their history, which has left them a little cash-strapped, whereas the Girl Scouts have cookies, schools have bake sales, the Lebanese Army has helicopter rides for about $150. If you decide to visit Lebanon, they need to pay for the maintenance of their helicopter fleet and the training of their pilots. So they've decided to start renting out rides on their helicopters.
Yeah. So they get training while taking people out? Yeah. That's how they're getting the training?
It's like, I don't know how to fly. Come pay me so I can train. Go with me and we'll see what happens.
So you'll use your helicopter more because you need to pay for maintenance?
Well, yeah, it's like we're going to ride it. It's like that last, like, I've already drove it for 3,500 miles to get that before I got that oil change. So I can still go another 500.
Right.
Like right at the ass end.
First of all, I'm not
oil change.
I'm not jumping into a Lebanese Army helicopter. I'm just not. I'm not. Those things I hear attract rockets. I'm not doing that. That is not a thing.
According to Adib Dakash, visiting from Switzerland, it was a nice experience for him and his children. They got to see the beautiful Lebanese coast from the air. I recommend it for anyone coming to the tourist hotspot of Lebanon.
Yeah.
On there. Now,
they have baklava.
I love Brenda. I really want to fly in a poorly maintained helicopter with a pilot who needs the training hours.
Yep.
That's how they got Kobe.
I don't think that's how they market it, Brenda.
That's my dream vacation right there. I'm on my way.
Right.
Where's the quote? I got to hit that up too.
The what?
The quote.
The woke coke is in the UK.
Okay, so I got to go to Lebanon and the UK. I got to, yeah. Okay, got it. Right. I'm going to go get some woke and then share it with my pilot.
Thank you, Tiefel.
I don't know. I got one more I can squeeze in here. You give me
just
a chance.
Just fucking do it. I can't. You get on my nerves. I got to go.
No, anyway, I know. This one plays into what we were talking about earlier. The long national nightmare is finally over. In New York State, it is finally legal to cut someone's hair or give them a shave on Sundays. Apparently, it was illegal in New York State for barbers to operate on Sundays. That is no longer the case.
Good.
Do you have a Pony Express mailbox that came in?
Right. It literally just got signed this week by Governor Cuomo.
You've been watching that. Your eyes been on that legislation. That's the thing you've been. Everything else going on, restricted voter rights. You're like, fucking barbers can cut hair on Sunday. Yay!
Beforehand, this is the thing. What you should do, okay? Real quick, I'm gonna get. So you get four stories in case we have time for four. You plan on doing three. But you don't stop the show for the fourth one, especially when it's not as good as the other three that you fucking just did. We could have ended the show on quoke and fucking crazy helicopter rides. And you're like, and here's this last.
This is why you got booed in prison.
Yes.
This is why.
All right. For Chris Tiefel and
handsome Chris Tiefel.
That's the WTF Ebenezer Bushrod.
He's not Chris Tiefel anymore.
Yeah. Let me take the glasses off.
Holy shit,
Superman. Who is that guy?
Superman. Oh my God.
Tiefel's back. For Chris Tiefel and Gina from Gabella Media and Demetrius Nicodemus from Liberty Mutual Insurance. You got to get your insurance quote on Mater Z. Come have some food with me. We'll talk to you guys next week. Bye, everybody.
Come on.